Welcome to the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Bite.
It's that time of year again. Students are back in school, and EPA is breaking out its collection of hands-on activities designed to teach students about protecting human health and the environment. EPA researchers and educational outreach staff have produced a series of classroom activities so students can learn about the state of the environment while getting interested in studying science, technology, engineering, and math, four topics collectively called STEM. Two popular activities are Generate, a board game that teaches its players the costs and benefits of the energy choices we make now and in the future, and a DIY air sensor that allows students to engineer their own portable monitor that detects air pollution particles. Some of these particles are microscopic and can cause serious health problems. Breathing them into your lungs can cause damage or make asthma worse. Alexandra Ross, a STEM outreach coordinator working at EPA, visited a classroom in Durham, North Carolina, to build the particle pollution sensor with elementary school students.
I remember anytime I would be in my car and my little brother would like bang the back of my mom's seat, mm-hmm. we could see them and they would float up into the air.
Yeah, so lots of particles you can see and lots of particles you can't see.
Like dust and little tiny hairs.
Exactly.
Dog fur.
Exactly, dust and little tiny hairs and dog fur, those can get up into our lungs. So today, we're going to build our own particle sensor.
We asked one of the students what her favorite part about building the sensors was.
My favorite part was when we built it, when we had to, made me feel like a scientist or something.
Yeah.
Like an engineer.
For more information about EPA's hands-on educational activities, visit www.bit.ly/kidsairscienceactivities, and be sure to keep listening to EPA's Science Guide.